Congregation is invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul.
He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Blood set us free to be people of God. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Power, riches, wisdom, and strength.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Ezekiel chapter 34, beginning at verse 11. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat of the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning at verse 21. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand as we speak the Alleluia and verse.
Alleluia, Lord.
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated.
Mine forever.
The text for this morning is based on, the sermon for this morning is based on John chapter 10, which we just heard. I just reread the first verse, verse 11 of that reading. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If you like, you can follow the little outline with a few blank spaces on the back of the bulletin. Jesus said very plainly, and he did it very plainly, he lays down his life for the sheep. You can see that's point one. He lays down his life for the sheep. And that is different than any other person who might take care of us. He thought of others first, always. The life of others first. When he cried on the cross those first words, "Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing," he was thinking of others. Even the others that were nailing him or mocking him or betrayed him. And he would give his own life for others. He did nothing wrong. He was innocent. He was holy. And as the thief on the cross said, "We deserve," talking to the other thief, "we deserve to die like this, but this man has done nothing wrong." He did nothing wrong, but he gave his life for others. This is completely different from any other situation in life, because we have to live ourselves. And so we say, "Well, I have to survive," and there's truth to that. "I have to care for my family." There's truth to that. But you see, Jesus was a good shepherd for all the sheep. And he wanted all to be in his family. And they were all straying, you and me and all, as Peter notes in the epistle reading. And so the only way to save all was to give up his life. We're not
responsible. You and I are the sheep. We're not the shepherd, the good shepherd. We can't save all. That was his job. And he gave up his life for all. So he's different. The little subsection there under one, Jesus' sheep do not protect themselves. He is watching, he is listening. Jesus' sheep do not protect themselves. He is watching, he is listening. As I prepared for this sermon again and thinking again on this text, I've preached on this many times, and perhaps you've heard many sermons or studies on the Good Shepherd. I got to thinking, he's the one guarding and he's the one watching, and we're sheep and we can't protect ourselves against the wolf. He's the one protecting. He is. We don't know every evil circumstance surrounding us. We can't see all the temptations. He does. We can't protect ourselves. We need him. In 2 Peter, Peter wrote, "The devil is like a roaring lion wandering about, seeking whom he may devour." We can't see that, and we can't protect ourselves without Christ, without our good shepherd. We need him. We can't fight back the devil without Jesus. That is what he means. The good shepherd fights off the wolf. The sheep cannot. He is watching and he is listening. If the sheep is lost and alone and afraid and bleeding out, sounding out, Jesus is listening for that. He is listening for our prayers. We're in trouble. He wants us to call out. That is his job. That is who he is as the good shepherd. He's listening as part of his shepherd work. The point two, Jesus' sheep know him. They listen to him. Jesus says that very clearly in this passage, that his sheep know him. And that is crucial for us to remember, that we're listening to his voice. Did you hear Barrett said? He said about his father's voice. He said, "Hello." And then he changed it. No, actually, Dad says, like, I added more words here. But he said, no, Dad says, "Hello." He knows his father's voice is not higher, it's lower. Oh, no, he says, "Hello." That's what Barrett said. Barrett knows his father's voice. So Jesus says his sheep know his voice. It's very critical for us as his sheep, as his disciples, to learn to know his voice better and better through his word, through his teachings. That's the only way we hear his voice that's reliable. It's through his word, through the gospels, through the epistles, through the Old Testament prophecies. We learn what God is like and how he talks to us and how he takes care of us and how he wants us to live through his word. The devil, the lion, roaring lion, as Peter describes him, or as Jesus says here, a wolf, wants to separate us from our shepherd, wants to separate us from our shepherd's voice, from hearing him, and to stay in his word and to hear him in his voice is an amazing thing. And you know, as people with the Holy Spirit, which you all have as Christians, that when you hear Bible passages and you hear something anew or you hear something again and you hear something refreshed, you hear God speaking to you. You hear Jesus speaking to you in those Bible passages, talking to you, teaching you something, reassuring you, forgiving you, strengthening you. This is so critical for us. And so we listen to him. We know his voice. And if we know his voice well, when we hear somebody who is not speaking the word of God, then we also will hear that, I don't know about what that person's saying. I don't know about that. Because we're wondering if that's the same voice. And that's good. We need to hear his voice.
Hello.
Not hello. Like Barrett's father. Jesus says in this section of John also that he has other sheep to call and bring together. Point three, Jesus has many types of sheep to bring together. To bring together. There are sheep all around the world in different places and times and circumstances. And it may be a very far off place, like Africa or South America, or maybe right on our block or down the road of somebody quite different from us. And yet, Jesus wants that person, that family, to listen and hear his voice too. Whether far away or nearby distance, whether similar to us or different from us, he calls out. And he wants to deliver and heal and help. That last subpart of point three, Jesus is always calling sheep from danger to follow him. I don't know if that grammar is exactly right, but the sense is there. He's calling his sheep who are in danger to follow him. If we are not with Christ, we are in danger. If we are not listening to his voice, if for whatever reason we're wandering, we are in danger. Because the devil wants to separate us. There's so many in the world that are opposed to Jesus. And say, oh, come over here. Come over here. You don't have to listen to that Bible stuff. You don't have to listen to that Jesus stuff. You're okay. Things are okay. They don't know about you. There's so many ways that we might feel separated from Jesus. And sometimes we think we can be separated from Jesus and be okay, but in fact, we're in danger if we are apart from Jesus. And he doesn't want that. That's not why he died on the cross, not to save us or not to help us. He died to save us and help us. And if he went to that length of suffering and dying on the cross, he doesn't want anything to separate us from him. He doesn't want danger, us to be afraid of danger, but to hear his voice, his resurrected voice, to hear his teachings in the scriptures. That's a good shepherd. He cares, even about those who don't care about him for a while. He still cares. Even those who are calling on other gods, he still cares and wants them to learn of him, the good shepherd. Our Lord Jesus Christ is always close beside us, wants us listening. Sometimes he may use his shepherd's crook to pull us in a little bit closer, guide us a little bit, because he wants to keep us from harm and danger. He wants us in heaven forever with all his people. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you sent your Son to be our good shepherd, to even lay down his life for us. Lord God, give us great faith in Jesus. Send us your Holy Spirit that our faith may not grow weak or wander, but always hear his voice in your word. And help us also to call out to others who need the voice and protection of Jesus. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
We confess our faith together using the words of the Nicene Creed. Please stand.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Shepherd of Israel, in your Son, Jesus Christ, you have sought out your sheep and gathered us into your flock. Keep us always that in your fold and guard us from every wolf and snare. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, send faithful shepherds to care for your flock here and scattered throughout the world. Keep them devoted to you and your truth, and so turn them in dutiful service toward your people. Spare us from hirelings who would serve ego, belly, or the world's doctrines. Give discerning ears to your sheep to listen for the voice of Christ, our good shepherd. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, as you have put our sins to death on Christ's body in the tree, also bring life to our faith by his Spirit, that in your continual grace we may bring forth the fruit of holy lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal Lord, through the Paschal Lamb you have wrought peace between man and God. By your gift of good government, grant peace and good days also to our citizens and between the nations of the world, that we and all our neighbors may lead quiet lives in godly contentment. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, by the first fruits of Christ's life from the dead, you secured forgiveness for our troubled consciences. Bless also with temporal health and well-being those who suffer among us. We remember Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Sue, Brian, Gary, Keith, Brad, David, Ken, Don, Denny, Ruby, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. We give thanksgiving for the healing of Dave Hancock. Grant them aid in this moment, and even more so, true immortal health in the world to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, our shepherd, you calm all fears in this valley of the shadow of death, and you prepare the holy table of your Son's testament in the presence of our enemies. Grant us repentant and faithful hearts in every tribulation or besetting sin. Lead us to find comfort and strength in your overflowing mercy given us here in this sacrament. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God,
out of your fatherly goodness, you have remembered us poor, miserable sinners and given your beloved Son
to be our shepherd,
not only to nourish us by his word, but also to defend us from sin, death, and the devil. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that even as this shepherd knows us and helps in every affliction, we also may know him, trust him, seek help and comfort in him, heartily obey his voice, and obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take and eat. This bread is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, Take and drink. This cup is a New Testament in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace.
rejoice and proudly bear his name. He recalls his promises and leads his people forth in joy. With shouts of thanksgiving, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
This joyful Easter tide, away with sin and sorrow. My love, the crucified, has sprung to life this morrow. Had Christ, who once was slain, not burst his 3-day prison, our faith had been in vain. But now has Christ arisen, arisen, arisen. But now has Christ arisen. Death's flood has lost its chill since Jesus crossed the river. My lure of souls from ill, my passing soul deliver. Had Christ, who once was slain, not burst his 3-day prison, our faith had been in vain. But now has Christ arisen, arisen, arisen. But now has Christ arisen. My flesh in hope shall rest, and for a season slumber, till trump from east to west shall wake the dead in number. Had Christ, who once was slain, not burst his 3-day prison, our faith had been in vain. But now has Christ arisen.